Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're all here spending time with me. And of course, you know me, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And I know that we are at the end of our year, but that still means we are starting a whole nother year. So again, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is Work with Urgency, or you might not reach your goals. We've got a great show for you today, and I hope that you can tune in. And if you miss any part of our show, you can tune in to our podcast. All right, have a great rest of your day.
And of course, it is my privilege and my honor to invite our first guest on. And of course, that is Dr. Michael Greger. And of course, he is New York Times best-selling author of How Not to Die and How Not to Diet. And really, How Not to Age. This, I have his book in front of me, and I'm so intrigued by this. And I thought, what a perfect interview for the beginning of the year. So let's bring on Dr. Michael Greger. Are you there?
I am here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It is my pleasure. And a little bit, I'm so excited. I have to get you on. If we could get you on every quarter so we could keep up with what we're doing here, it would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I would be honored. Let's do it.
Let's do it. That is amazing. So first of all, let's start at the very beginning. How did you become interested in learning more about science? And who are you?
in terms of this book, it was really just to kind of cut through the noise and nonsense. You know, this aging book reminded me of my last book on weight loss. Both dieting and anti-aging are multi-billion-dollar industries. And with so much money in the mix, you know, anyone seeking even basic, you know, practical advice in either arena, living longer or lighter, is faced with an inscrutable barrage of pills and potions. I mean, even I, as a physician with the luxury of wading, you know, neck deep through the medical journals, it's been a challenge to tease out facts from farce. And look, if it took me 3 years to sift through all the science, I'm afraid the casual observer would just have no chance. But the good news is, it turns out we have tremendous power over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a healthy enough diet and lifestyle.
I love that. I love that. And you put it all into this amazing book. First, I want to share, where can my listeners get your book, just to start off with?
Well, they can get it at their local public library or anywhere books are sold. All proceeds I get from all my books are all donated directly to charity. I just want everyone to enjoy the longest, healthiest life.
I love that. I love that. Okay. And I know we briefly talked a little bit about your grandmother, correct? Wasn't that kind of your interest and something that provoked you to learn more?
That's how it all started. I was just a kid when the doctor sent my grandma home in a wheelchair basically to die. She was diagnosed with end-stage heart disease, already had too many bypass operations, confined to a wheelchair, crushing chest pain. Her life was over at age 65. But then she heard about this guy, Nathan Pritikin, one of our early lifestyle medicine pioneers. And, you know, what happened next is actually detailed in Pritikin's biography. Talks about Frances Greger, my grandmother. Now, they wheeled her in, and she walked out, though she was given her medical death sentence at age 65, thanks to a healthy diet. She went on to live another 31 years on this earth till age 96 to continue to enjoy her 6 grandkids, including me. That's why I went into medicine. Why I practiced lifestyle medicine, why I started the website nutritionfacts.org, why I wrote all my books, why all the proceeds I get are donated to charity. I just want to do for everyone's family what Pritikin did for my family.
Oh, you give me chills. I love that. I love that. So let's just start off at the beginning. What can we do to prepare to live longer?
Oh, well, you know, based on studies of identical twins, only about 25% of the difference in lifespan between people is determined by genetics. So for what to do over the majority over which we have some control, we can look to the blue zones, these areas of exceptional longevity around the world where they all center their diets around whole plant food. So minimizing processed foods, meat, dairy, sugar, eggs, salt, while maximizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes like beans, split peas, chickpeas, lentils, nuts and seeds, mushrooms, herbs, and spices, basically real food that grows out of the ground. Those are our healthiest choices.
I love that. Let me ask you, okay, so are you referring to that on Netflix, The Twins, that they took both sides? I just watched that.
There's actually two Netflix documentaries. Late last year, there was a Blue Zones documentary featuring Dan Buettner and his remarkable work. But yes, just January 1st, You Are What You Eat, this new documentary.
I love that.
With an interventional twin study. Yeah. Very exciting. It was an honor to be a part of it.
That's awesome. So let me ask you a question, meat. Okay, I've given it up about 7 years ago because two cardiologists had said, don't ever eat meat again. They found a blockage in my heart. Do you agree with that?
In terms of lifespan, eating a burger appears to cut one's life as short as smoking two cigarettes. So if it doesn't occur to us to light up before and after lunch, you know, maybe we should choose the, you know, bean burrito instead. The problem is the saturated fat cholesterol, increasing our so-called LDL cholesterol, bad cholesterol, which is a leading risk factor for the number one killer of not just men, but also women in this country, heart disease.
That's incredible. So what about like the Impossible Burgers and all that? Are those a replacement or is that not good either?
Those are certainly better. So they tend to have less saturated fat, zero cholesterol, actually have a little fiber. And you don't have to worry about, you know, the antibiotics and the hormones and all the other problems that are accompany kind of conventional meat. But they are processed foods. They do have a lot of salt in them. And so you would expect, yes, your cholesterol to go down a little bit, but probably wouldn't help your blood pressure. Whereas moving to whole food sources of plant protein, like the beans, or lentil soup or hummus or something like that, then you really get the best of both worlds, where you'd have the benefits of all the healthy plant foods, and without some of the kind of ultra processed products on the market. Although they're great kind of stepping stone foods. I mean, not everyone can go all, you know, kale and quinoa overnight. So, you know, having the same tastes and textures of our youth can help us transition. I just, I see these as stepping stone foods. I just don't want people to get, kind of stuck.
The
end game ideal is really these whole healthy plant foods from fields, not factories, these unprocessed plant foods.
Oh, I like that. From field, not factory. So that just says it all right there. So let me ask you, in your book, do you have recipes and do you have things that we can actually follow?
So I have, there is a cookbook coming out, the How Not to Age cookbook. It won't be out until December 2024, though. I do have two other cookbooks. It's funny that most of the recipes in the book are actually for kind of DIY skin creams and youth serums and kind of topical preparations, which can be made much cheaper than you can buy at the store.
Okay. So leading into that, we're in a very cold part of our world right now, climate-wise. Can we use a topical cream that's going to get into the skin that's going to make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the most critical topical skin cream ingredient for preventing visible signs of aging is sunscreen. About 90% of visible aging of the skin is due to sun exposure. And so by, a daily application of sunscreen during the day is, what dermatologists agree the most important thing to do to reduce visible signs of skin aging.
And do you share what kind you use in your book?
Oh, yeah. So we don't want to use the chemical sunscreens, which mm-hmm. have not been generally recognized as safe by the FDA, require further testing. I recommend the two mineral sunscreens, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So how can we prevent and slow down inflammation? I mean, that's a big marker of age-related disease, correct?
Absolutely. A single blood test for inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein can predict physical and cognitive performance as well as remaining lifespan among older individuals. So plays a key role in the aging process, one of the 11 aging pathways I talk about in the book. Thankfully, excess inflammation can be extinguished through changes in diet. By decreasing our intake of pro-inflammatory food components like saturated fat and salt, and going out of our way to eat foods shown to be anti-inflammatory, such as beans, berries, greens, tomato paste, oats and flaxseed, turmeric, ginger, garlic, cinnamon, and the most anti-inflammatory beverages are green tea and chamomile tea.
Okay. And you probably can't have enough, right?
You can't have too much.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, okay. And so what is the single most important component for anti-aging?
Well, certainly in terms of our, what's called the Global Burden of Disease Study, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the largest systemic analysis of risk factors in history, found the number one cause of death in these United States is the American diet, bumping tobacco to number two. Cigarettes now only kill about 500,000 Americans every year, whereas our diet kills many more. And so the five worst things they determined about our diets in terms of diminished life expectancy is one, not eating enough legumes like beans. Number two, not eating enough whole grains. Number three, not eating enough nuts. So three out of the top five things are things we're not getting enough of. And then number four, we're eating too much meat. Number five, drinking too much soda. Look, it doesn't matter what you eat on your birthdays, holidays, special occasions, but on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to center our diets around these whole natural foods.
Wow, I love this. I love it. And again, for anybody that is just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here, we're talking with Dr. Michael Greger, and we're talking about how not to age, the scientific approach to getting healthier as you get older. And so you talk about your top secrets for how not to age. What would you say your top three are?
Well, you know, go through the book, talk about specific foods that can help reduce wrinkles and grow hair and shrink prostate and cool hot flashes, enhance vision, et cetera, et cetera. But the foundation is really overall diet and lifestyle. And one need not make drastic changes. Even basic common sense behaviors can mean living a decade longer or shorter, which is not smoking, not being obese, regular exercise, more fruits and vegetables. And it's never too late to stop smoking, never too late to start moving, and never too late to start eating healthier. We really do have the power here.
I love that. I love that. You just gave the power to everybody that's listening. Let me ask you, you know, they say 10,000 steps. Is it anything that you can do to make a difference?
Yeah, anything to do. So even 4,000 steps is associated. Those who regularly get 4,000 steps a day have significantly lower all-cause mortality, meaning they live on average longer lives than those who don't. So with this, 10,000 is kind of arbitrary, cut off, and as little as 4,000 a day beats out people not getting any.
Okay, I love it. And let me ask you, you talk about beans. Can they be out of a can, or does that just shoot that thought right out?
No, absolutely.
You want them to be fresh.
No. Beans out of can are perfectly fine, with the exception of added salt. A lot of them add salt as a flavor enhancer, so you just want to get no salt added beans, and perfect. Yeah, I mean, you can make your own. And you know, we have these, you know, electric pressure cookers these days, and so it's actually not that hard to make your own beans. But certainly no salt beans out of a can are certainly much more convenient.
I love it. And my last thing, sugar and salt, not good, correct?
We really should try to cut down on added sugar, cut down on added salt. What's nice with the salt is we can actually switch over from sodium salt, sodium chloride, to potassium salt, potassium chloride. And there are interventional trials showing that even people switching over to half and half sodium potassium salt have significantly lower risk of dying from heart disease. And so because high blood pressure is such a leading risk factor for vision loss and kidney failure, heart failure, for stroke, that's important to cut down either by moving to salt-free seasoning or to one of these salt substitutes like potassium chloride.
Okay, I love it. All right, I can't wait till our next interview. This has been incredible, and tell everybody where they can get your book, and I've got my book in front of me, and can we give away a couple books? Would that be possible?
I would love that. You can go to your local public library and get it, or any bookseller. It came in at number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list, so it should be everywhere.
Congratulations, and thank you so much for really helping so many people get healthier and as you get older. I love that. All right. Again, if you are interested in getting this book and maybe a gift here on the Kim Pagano Show, call in right now, 805-419-0008. And Dr. Greger, thank you so much for making our show The Brighter Side of Life.
Absolutely. Looking forward to coming back on.
You got it. All right. Take care. Thank you for all your great work.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and I'm sure that you found that interesting because I love the guests that we bring on our show. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Our listeners that are just waking up, starting their day in a positive way, we've got Sharon Palmer here. She has her newest book, and I have it right in front of me. I'm, like, inspired by it. And, of course, the Plant-Powered Plan to Beat Diabetes, but and a guide for prevention and management. But, Sharon, I'm really excited to even ask you this. It's not even just for diabetes. It's really like for everything, isn't it?
Absolutely, Kim. This kind of diet is good for our whole bodies. It's good to help prevent diabetes from happening in the first place, but it also can help you manage diabetes if you have it. It could prevent heart disease, kidney disease. It can help you keep your eyes and nerves healthier, even help your brain stay healthier.
I love that. I love that. And is this your first book?
No, this is actually my fourth book. I've written three other books on plant-based eating, but this is my first book on how plant-based eating can help for diabetes.
You're actually close to us. You're in Ojai. What a beautiful little place to plant your life, right?
Exactly. I moved here 3 years ago. I used to live in Pasadena, and now I'm just loving living up here close to where we can grow food and enjoy this beautiful lifestyle.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to get you in the studio too. So talk to us about, you know, really, there's so many questions that I have, but first of all, these are 100 vegan recipes. For our listeners, can you just share what's the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Yes, well, a vegan diet would be absolutely no animal food. So that includes no animal flesh, no meat, poultry, fish, but also no dairy products or eggs. So it's 100% based on plants, whereas a vegetarian diet generally allows for no animal flesh, but it allows for eggs and dairy products.
Okay, and so what is, besides not eating anything that has to do with any kind of animal, what is the difference vegan to vegetarian? Is it such a huge health difference?
Well, there are benefits for all kinds of plant-based diets. However, when we look at diabetes in particular, vegans have the lowest rate of diabetes. For example, one big study from Loma Linda found that vegans had a 77% lower chance of getting diabetes. Vegetarians had a 54% lower chance. So it just shows that all
these
diets are good.
So it bumped it that tiny bit more, right? I mean,
yeah,
for sure. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense right there. And so talk to us about what type of plant-based diets are, you know, is there several different kinds?
Yeah, there's all different types of plant-based diets. If you think of vegan as being 100% plant-based all the way to vegetarian, which we just talked about, and you can even have like a pescatarian diet, which is you can have a vegan diet with fish, even a flexitarian diet where you're trying to eat vegan most of the time. Those are all diet patterns with benefits. But the important thing that we're learning now is it's not just eating plants, it's the quality. Are you eating whole plant foods versus you know, refine things, because after all, soda and chips and cookies could be vegan. So the benefit comes from these whole plant foods like beans and whole grains and vegetables.
Okay. And then let's even break that down even further. What about, you know, organic versus just walking into a store and buying plant, you know, vegetables? That is there a difference there? What's your thought on that?
Yes, I'm an advocate of organic produce because it's better for the our growing systems, better for the soil, it's better for the planet. I am an advocate for trying to prioritize organic, produce in particular. However, I'm very mindful that it's more expensive and it may not fit into everybody's budget. But,
right,
you know, if it is something that you can prioritize, I think it's better for our agricultural system. It's better for our environment.
Okay, I love that. And so what does a day of eating plant-based, if anybody, our listeners that are maybe fighting diabetes or preventing it, really, it's such a big thing now that prevention is probably the biggest thing as opposed to management. What does a day like look like that eating vegan and, you know, plant-based?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with what you're saying, because it's really, we want to prevent it from happening, diabetes from happening, because so many of us are at risk of diabetes. So, this eating style is very powerful and it can also be so delicious and vibrant. For example, you could start your day with like a sweet potato breakfast hash with grapefruit on the side. You could have for lunch, like an open-faced whole grain sandwich with vegan tempeh bacon, with lettuce and tomatoes and avocados. For dinner, you could have something like a sauteed vegetable fajita with beans and corn tortillas. And you can even have snacks such as fruit and soy yogurt is one of my favorites.
And what was the yogurt? What kind?
Like a soy yogurt or just a plant-based yogurt?
Oh, a soy. Got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wow, you just opened up a lot of doors for people to, you know, figure out. Let me ask you, and of course I have your book in front of me, what are we going to find in your book and what information do you provide for our readers and listeners?
Well, I like to give, you know, the why at the beginning of my book so that you can understand why these diets are so powerful. You know, these plant-based diets are filled with the nutrients that help protect the body from disease, to fight inflammation, and to keep your weight healthy too. And so then I move into like, how do you get going? How do you start eating a more plant-based diet? What do you buy in the supermarket? I have shopping lists and also little action steps with each chapter to help you kind of move more to this healthy diet, and even like how to build a plate that would be a diabetes fighting plate, as well as all the recipes.
I love it. I love that. And of course, Sharon, you are a dietitian, correct?
I am. I'm a registered dietitian.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
I graduated from Loma Linda University like 3 decades ago. And that school is kind of famous for being a blue zone. It's in California as well. And I really focus on plant-based nutrition there. I've worked in all sorts of settings helping people live longer, healthier lives, stay free from disease. And one of the exciting things about the new research on plant-based diets for diabetes is people are even getting off their medications, you know, within a month. Some studies are showing
really?
That this kind of lifestyle is that powerful.
That is so amazing. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, we always say, the saying goes, you know, you are what you eat, right? And when you change from those, you know, the fatty meats and all that to plant-based, it's really what you can see the transformation in your body, correct?
Absolutely. You can see, you know, if you're, you know, fighting diabetes, you can see better glucose control, better weight. That's one of the benefits. People have a healthier weight and they also get healthier heart impacts. Like, for example, your cholesterol goes down, your blood pressure goes down. So it's good for your whole body and it can help prevent some of these diseases that often come along with diabetes, like heart disease, or even eye damage, nerve damage. It can all be helped with this kind of eating style.
That's crazy. Well, Sharon, I'm excited. Give us one simple recipe out of your book, and where do we find your book?
Yes, you can find my book at most online bookstores and bookshops, and you can also learn more about how to find it on my website at SharonPalmer.com, where you'll also find my blog, where I provide a lot of free information on how you can live a healthy lifestyle, and also on my social media at SharonPalmerRD. But I have so many favorite recipes in the book, but I think I'd like I love to share my Spanish style vegetable paella, which I learned how to make when I was on a culinary tour in Spain. But that is one of my favorite recipes because it's about like eating together. You could even cook it together, and it's like a one dish meal. It's beautiful and colorful and flavorful. So I
love
to share that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Again, I would love to get you in the studio. I'd love to, you know, meet you. Let's follow each other on our social. And I love what you do, and I'd love to bring you back for some of your other books. Okay, great. Sharon
Absolutely.
Palmer, thank you so much for being part of the Brighter Side of Life here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. We're talking with Tiger Joyce, President, American Tort Reform Association. So talk to us about where we are in this end of this year and of course, a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me on. California is ranked number 5 this year on our judicial hellholes report. California, I believe, has probably been on every single one of our reports because the state regrettably has, for all its great virtues and positive attributes, it has become kind of a laboratory for problematic litigation over the years. That just continues. It's not new in the sense that it's a new development. It just is a perpetual development, and it's regrettable, at least from our perspective. And the point of our report. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I just really want, like, for our listeners that maybe didn't hear you last year, where are we at from last year to this year? How about that?
I'm not sure off the top of my head where we were, but we can figure that out. But you've been in the report in probably the top 5, at least for the last, I think last year, California, your state was number 4. So it's, you could say an improvement, but not really a dramatic change.
Okay. And let's do this. Let's back up even one more. What is judicial hellhole? What is it?
Yeah, the hellholes are the jurisdictions where we believe that justice under the law, you know, that objective that we always strive for and all should strive for, is simply not available. And whether it comes to establishing, as California regrettably has done, new areas of liability and setting a regrettable trend for the rest of the country. Failure to enact meaningful reforms. There have been some improvements, I think, at the margins, in the state, but nothing approaching the type of reforms that we've seen in states like Florida and Texas and others in recent years that have enacted appropriate and balanced reforms for their states.
Okay, so Tiger, how does a lawsuit abuse affect those of us who aren't lawyers?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And the truth is, I mean, it's easy to kind of think to oneself that, that these are only issues for businesses or lawyers or judges. But the reality is that the excessive cost, the burdens of lawsuit abuse are really, in effect, a tax on all of us. And it varies by state. California, regrettably, has the third highest, we call tort tax, in the nation, which is per person, over $2,300. So for you do the math, a family of four, it's over $9,000. And that's those are real costs. They may not be on a pay stub or on a tax form, but nevertheless they impact the citizens in your state. And these costs are even higher in certain problematic jurisdictions, even within the state. For example, in the San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley area, it's over $3,500 per person. So just think about that cost, and it has an impact on the creation of jobs. The estimate, this report, is that over 800,000 jobs are not created, and the impact on the state's economy is over $89 billion annually. These are annual figures. So it's a very meaningful and important burden that it imposes on the citizens of your state.
So, Tiger, what could we do? I mean, is there anything that we can do as a country to change this?
Well, sure. There are meaningful reforms that can be enacted. I think the judiciary has to play a role in policing itself. And I say that policing itself, for example, the federal rules, the federal courts now, those, you know, that are, I'm based here in Washington, D.C., appointed by presidents and confirmed by the U.S. Senate, have to properly analyze cases to determine that so-called expert evidence really is expert evidence, that it doesn't reflect sort of novel, untested theories. And why is that important? It's because state courts, and we're seeing this unfortunately in your state, are allowing in what we call junk science. There is litigation right now in California dealing with acne medication, of all things, and a lab based in Connecticut called Valisure is providing the quote-unquote expert evidence in that case, alleging that acne medication leads to benzene exposure. But Valisure's findings and their methodology has been roundly criticized because they heat these products up to, I think, in excess of close to 200 degrees and argue that based on that, you know, in that circumstance, you know, that creates exposure to benzene. Well, I can assure you, I'm not an expert, but if the temperature hits 200 degrees for you or me or someone using an acne medication, I think the acne medication is probably the least of their problems. We've also seen a court in your state that's concocted a new legal theory of the required that a company, Gilead, actually had a duty to innovate its product. In effect, creating a legal obligation to improve its product rather than looking to the business to decide, you know, if and how and how that's to be accomplished, something that businesses do take seriously. But, you know, when you have courts behaving in that way, you know, it's not hard to see why, you know, the costs and the burdens of our civil justice system go literally through the roof.
Right. And Tiger, where can my listeners find out more about this?
The report, which goes into a lot of detail about these and, you know, a number of other matters in California, as well as the other nine judicial hellholes and other issues, is available on our website, which is judicialhellholes.org. That's judicialhellholes.org. And I encourage your listeners to check it out and let us know what your thoughts are. You know, back to your original question, begins with at least understanding what the problems are and that it is a problem and that reforms and improvements need to be made.
Okay. Well, Tiger, thank you again for joining us here, and happy holidays, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in a couple of years. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us here, of course, on the Kim Pagano Show. And I have Mary Hines-Jausch. And, of course, she is a financial expert at Bank of America. I love this. This is just a reminder for our listeners. Sometimes at that last minute, you've taken all year long to plan what you're going to buy. Well, maybe you're not planning for the whole year, but you made a budget. And then at the last second, we shuffle and we like totally either overspend and now we're paying for it. So, of course, Mary Hines Strauss is here to talk to us about really not going over that budget, because when it's all said and done, guess who's sitting there with all the bills? You are, right? And Mary, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us about last-minute shopping. It's totally different than, like, walking through calmly with your list, right?
Yeah, and as you said, many people overspend. We did a survey, and 49% said they would overspend during the holiday season. And setting a budget is a really important thing to do. But the harder part is actually sticking to it. So make a list. Who do you need to buy for? How much you plan on spending them? And then really stick to it and make the most of your budget by looking for deals and discounts. That will really ensure you won't overspend this holiday season.
Wow. And 49% of people actually go over and just go crazy.
Yeah, and often you forget, it's not just the gifts you need to buy, it's the things for your holiday entertaining, the wrapping paper, the scotch tape. So you got to make a really holistic budget in order to stick to it. And then find ways to make that money go further.
There you go. So how can consumers take advantage of all the rewards? You know, I always forget that I have all those points, and you could actually work with those, right?
Absolutely. You have a little treasure trust sitting there that can help cover a lot of your holiday purchases. So whether it's miles, rewards, or cash back, look at how to use them to cover your gift purchasing, your holiday travel. But also, when you're making purchases, use a rewards card so that you will able to get even more rewards in the future. I use my customized cash back card, which allows me to pick a category to get 3% back. I'm choosing online spending during the holidays, making all my purchases online. And then when the bill comes in January, I'll get cash back to offset some of that bill.
I love that. I love that. We forget about that, that we have it all in there. And so, talk to us, Mary, about some of the stores and some of the things that the rewards that we can actually use.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what your card is. If you have an airline card and miles, you can use that to cover your holiday travel. I always use cash back because I like to be able to use that in order to cover the bill when it comes. Or if you have a rewards card, go into the rewards site and look at what gifts are there. Often, you can use those reward points for gift cards. And gift cards really loved. We did a survey, and it said 99% of consumers like to receive a gift card. So you certainly can't go wrong. And it also ensures that you stick to the budget because you get the specific amount you want to spend.
I love it. So let me ask you, since we have you on and we appreciate you being here, what financial tools are available to help you refresh and reset for the new year, since that's around the corner?
Yeah, well, often, especially if you're in that 49% that overspend, the new year's a great time to reset, establish what your financial goals are and how you are going to set a budget to achieve them. And we recommend 50-30-20, so 50% of your after-tax income goes to your necessities like rent and insurance, 30% to dining, entertainment, all those wants, and then the remainder, the 20%, go into savings. And sometimes it's hard to stick to that, especially coming after the holiday season. You might need to increase it a little. But there's some tools that we have that really help you stick to it. For example, Keep the Change rounds up all your debit purchases to the nearest dollar and automatically moves it into a savings account. That's why you set it, forget it, and you build yourself a nest egg.
I love that. And do you do that, Mary?
I do. And it's always, I didn't know I had that.
Yeah. And I tell, you know, I've got four children, and I always tell them, put some away. Like, just keep putting, even if it's $100, you know, whatever it is, because you're going to watch it grow, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I opened my first Bank of America checking account when I was 16 years old, and I set an automatic transfer of $50. And at the time, I was making babysitting money. Now I have, you know, obviously more money, and that 50 every 2 weeks over a lot of years, I won't tell you exactly how many, really grew into a nice nest egg.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. So start early. Okay. Time is on our side when we're putting money away. That's probably the only thing, right?
Yeah.
The more time you put away, the earlier you start. And I suggest this for all our, you know, listeners, for their children and their grandchildren, right, is to start putting – I heard of this one thing that I'd love to share is a dollar for each of your grandchildren's lives. And so can you imagine by the time they get to college, you put this much money away? And so there's so many little tricks that can really help you spread your budget and also get back. And it's not so overwhelming if you're doing it in little small increments, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, Mary, thank you so much for being here. Happy holidays to you. And how do our listeners find out more about this and really set their financial resolutions for 2025, which is right around the corner?
Yeah, go to bankofamerica.com and you'll find lots of financial education and content that will really help you achieve your financial goals.
You got it. All right. Well, please share our show and let's connect on social. And thank you so much and happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I love this. We're really going to talk about American Workers Report that you did as an increased focus on saving for retirement, even though I kind of like, I have a mixed feeling about this because putting away for a rainy day is really a great thing. But at the same time, how do you live well at, you know, also? So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge. And what we have seen just over the course of the last couple of years as we've been studying this topic is, you know, certainly economic headwinds have, you know, been a challenge for many folks. You know, we've heard a lot in the news around student loan debt and folks wanting to pay down debt. But I think as economic fortune seems to be changing, there's some growing optimism that that change is occurring. And therefore, what we're also seeing is people kind of taking stock and reprioritizing and thinking about long-term savings compared to living day to day. So that's kind of the focus of the report and what we see, you know, happening as we speak to the American worker.
Yeah, I love that. So talk to us about what we can do if we're coming to the end of this year and the beginning of another year. What can we do to really, you know, ensure, one, that we have money put away?
Yeah, and it's that time of year to be thinking about those things and those New Year's resolutions that everyone might be contemplating. But as I talk to friends and family, and they ask me a very similar question, I really tell them three things, three important tips that all of us can really take advantage of. So the first one is, to the extent you are working and your employer is offering a retirement program, be sure that you are contributing to that program. One, it's an easy and convenient way to begin saving and putting away money to grow that retirement nest egg. And then secondly, many employers will actually make matching contributions to align with the contributions that you make. And that kind of represents free money. So don't leave that free money on the table. Further, to the extent that you are, again, active and participating in those plans, many employers will also offer you resources to help guide you. So think about online tools and calculators, activities to help you track your progress to goals. Take advantage of those tools and resources as well, and any educational guidance that your provider, that your employer can provide to you. And then lastly, to the extent that perhaps you're in a unique situation, you've got more questions, perhaps you have more complex needs, perhaps consider speaking with a financial professional, again, through your employer. Many employers are actually offering access to individuals such as financial advisors to help guide you and help you navigate those complex needs to produce a good retirement outcome for yourself and for your family.
Wow, I love that. I love that. I mean, these are all things that are at our fingertips, and sometimes we don't really take advantage of them, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, just again, if you're contemplating this, you're thinking about how do I get a jump start for the new year, I think these are just three easy things that each of us can take advantage of. It's not a heavy lift. It doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes the will mm-hmm. to get started and take that first step.
Right. And now, I know you talked about these three steps, but what are actionable steps for employers can take to improve employees' financial wellness?
Yeah, and I think it starts with having a recognition as to the needs and challenges of their workforce. So I think about, for example, in the report, we talk a lot about women, we talk about caregivers, and you know, many of the caregivers in our society are in fact women. They have a unique set of challenges, and in fact, their sense of financial wellness trails that of men. And so having some recognition and awareness of that as an employer can help really guide you in terms of the benefit offering that you have. Many employers offer these really great benefits, but communicate them only once a year during open enrollment. So I would encourage them to communicate more often, more consistently, and ensure that the benefits being offered are being well utilized.
I like that. So really sitting down with your employees and saying, how's life going? Is there anything that's changed? What can we do to make sure that you're using all of our skills that we have for our company, correct?
That's right. And I think there are supplemental benefits as well. So again, thinking about caregivers. As an employer, are you offering things such as respite care to give those caregivers a break? What about your employee assistance?
What was that last one?
Respite care. So think about those caregivers who are not only working, but when they get home are caring for mom and dad. Do you have a benefit that can give them a break, right? So respite care might be one. A leave of absence and paid leave is another. A third off the top of my head, thinking about employee assistance programs. Many employers offer that, but does it have a caregiving benefit that comes along with it? And what guidance can you provide in that respect?
I love it. And of course, Kai, where can my listeners find out more about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So bettermoneyhabits.com. It is a free resource to you and your family. It can help you with everything from getting set up with a basic budget all the way to planning for retirement. And it's bettermoneyhabits.com.
Okay, I love it. Well, thank you so much. And of course, happy holidays to you and your family. And please share our show with everyone. We appreciate you.
Will do, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Have an incredible weekend.
I want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
And remember that every day is a new day to be your best day. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Dr. Heidi Taylor is a licensed clinical and depth psychologist specializing in family law, couples, grief and loss, trauma, and complicated bereavement. She sees children, adolescents, and adults, individuals, couples, and families. She's a court-approved supervised visitation monitor for Ventura County monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. Dr. Taylor is the author of Tales of Awakening, Coming Back to Life Again After a Period of Emotional Deadness, about recovery from traumatic grief. Dr. Taylor welcomes you to reach out at 805-732-9446 anytime. That's 805-732-9446. Or you can go to her website at drtaylorsv.com. That's drtaylorsv.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.